So today, I got the email at noon about Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of hate hitting Twitter right now about Rush Limbaugh.
Why'd you get an email personally? Did his family
not personally.
Email you?
No, not personally. It was a friend of mine who works with Rush, and he sent me the email.
And it said, Rush is dead.
Your Rush is dead. So okay. I posted it as quick as I could, because that's what you do now. You try to become the first of your friends to post bad news on Facebook or Twitter. But so later on in the day, Rush was trending. So was Satan. Satan was trending today. And a lot of people had really bad things to say about Rush.
Mm, that's right.
So I wanted to get your thoughts as a radio host. How did you feel about it?
You know, it's tough because I've had friends that have worked for Rush over the years. And I remember when it first started out, and it was basically just like it was infotainment before he went a little too far off the deep end. And I'm torn because as a radio person, I know how hard it is to garner an audience and to have a loyal following and to be loyal to those people. But on the other hand, I also know that having a platform like this is a gift, and you don't want to spew hate. You don't want to
make fun of people.
You don't want to make fun of people. You don't want to encourage more divisiveness and more hatred in this world. And I think that's what he became. And it just, you know, so if it was just his opinion, I'd be like, yeah, you know, opinion shows, awesome. Like you should give your opinion. And if it's different than mine, like, more power to you. I'm a First Amendment girl. I'm all about free speech. That's awesome. But I think when he made fun of Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's, when he went after Kurt Cobain after he committed suicide and said terrible things about him, when he called Chelsea Clinton when she was 12 years old an ugly dog, when Jerry Garcia died, he said, another dead dope head. And then the next thing we hear is that Rush Limbaugh is on all these opioids and he's in rehab. So it's like, okay, so you're also a dope head. He was such a hateful person and said such, you know, there's ways to get your opinion across and there's ways to disagree with people without being disagreeable. And I think he became very disagreeable because the amount of people that were rejoicing over, there were a few people that like, listen, I acknowledge he has a family and they're probably very hurt right now. And I have empathy for their pain. If I say negative things about him, then I'm doing the exact same thing that he did. And I'm not going to stoop to that level. I'm not going to be somebody that's just going to be like, yoo-hoo, yeah, rotten hell. I feel sad for him. I feel sad that he chose hate and he chose negativity and that he just said horrible things about people that were just the gift that we have to be on the radio and the opportunity we have to really share our opinions and share our community. And, you know, we're a radio community. I'm not Pollyanna. I'm not saying we should all be like peace, love, and granola, but I think you can be successful without being an asshole. I just think you can.
He was crazy successful. I look at somebody like him that can hold a 3-hour show every single day without a co-host and just by himself and make it what he made it is an amazing feat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hard thing to do noon to 3 every single day just by yourself and build it into that type of empire it was. I mean, he was pulling 8 shares, 9 shares in big markets. I mean, he had ratings.
Yeah, but you know what? He still said hateful things. He still called women sluts for wanting birth control. He was still like a misogynist. He still said terrible things about people. He said racist things. He said really negative, horrible things. And I think, you know, if you're going to get, that's why he got ratings. That's why he was interesting, because he was willing to say horrible things. And it was like listening to a car crash for some people. So it's like, but at what cost is really the question you should ask yourself. Yeah, he did make a lot of money, but at what cost? At the cost of offending but really offending people. This isn't like snowflake stuff. This isn't like, you know, oh, he said something. He said a they instead of she, and it's a she instead of a he. It's not that kind of thing. I mean, he came out and said some horrible things about people. He made fun of people with cancer. He made fun of people with Parkinson's. He made fun of people who committed suicide. He made fun of children. You know, it's just,
but from a radio,
like, there's no line he didn't cross.
From a radio standpoint, though, he did open up the doors for a lot of people because they saw that somebody like that could get those type of ratings.
But more hatred. He opened up the doors for more hatred.
For more hatred, but he made 20-year careers for people that didn't have a career. So on the radio side, I will always give him credit for that. Did I like what he said? I didn't like anything that he said. I yelled at the radio every single time I turned it on, but I'm more of a guy that listened and said he can actually talk for 3 hours and hold an audience. There used to be listening parties every single day at restaurants that they would just turn it on and people would sit in that restaurant and listen to him. That's an amazing feat.
You're right. I mean, if you take out the content of what he said, the hatred and the negativity and the awful things that he said, and just his voice and his ability to hold an audience and his ability to look, I mean, the guy's talented. The guy was talented. I can't say he wasn't, but I don't know.
It's hard to separate it. I understand.
It's hard to separate it. It's hard to separate it for sure. And I also feel like, you know, if it was just him in a vacuum, I'd be like, okay, well, yeah, that's what he did. Now he's gone. But he spawned other people who are continuing to do that. And by the way, not one of them does it as well as he does.
And that's the problem, is because Premier came out and said now it's going to take 90 days for them to figure out what they're going to do with that 12-to-3 shift. And I hate to tell you, talk radio is dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when Stern left, FM died.
Yep.
When Rush left, AM is dead.
Right.
You know, there's no coming back from it.
No, I was on a talk radio station recently, and a station that had Rush. He was, you know, the afternoon guy on our station, too. He was, you know, they took his syndicated show. And it was him and Sean Hannity, and then it was us. But the way what we did, and this is where I think talk radio, in my opinion, where talk radio should go. I think it's about being live and local. You know, forget about the hatred, forget about trying to say nasty things and negative things about the other side or horrible things about women or people of color or whatever. I think live and local is where you win. Talk about the things going on in your immediate area. I mean, that's what we did, and we did very well. Look, I'd much rather make fun of Bill de Blasio, because that's what I love about Bill de Blasio is that he brought both sides together. Everybody equally hated him. So it was really easy to, you know, and then like things going on in pop culture, the Gorilla Glue hair girl is a good story to talk about. There's so many things that are going on in the world that are like more fun and easier to listen to. As somebody coming home from a long day, you really want to sit there and listen to hate and negativity and all this, like, it's so dark. And even when the liberals were doing it too, I didn't like that either. I don't like either side. It's not like I just didn't like Rush Limbaugh and his hatred. I don't like hatred because it's just so boring at this point.
But radio companies are not going to pay the bucks to bring the people in that can deliver that type of radio. And it's never going to be local ever again because they can't afford it. And they blow out everybody that's local that's halfway good. So it's going to have to be entertaining talk, and there's nobody out there that can do it. I mean, everybody out there sucks. I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
I have found people on freaking Twitch that I go, that's better than any radio right now. This is pretty good stuff.
No, and the bigger problem with talk radio is they're doing nothing to garner a younger audience.
No, not a one.
So as their audience is dying off and getting older, what are you doing to make sure that 30, 40, and 50-year-olds start listening to you? Nothing is the answer to that. That's why, you know, that's why when there was a time that you looked at talk radio and their ratings were right up there with everybody else playing music, but not no more. And I think a lot of that is the fact that people don't want to hear hatred. I know that Rush Limbaugh was very successful, but his ratings went down over the years. And the more angry he became and the more hateful he became, the more he was rejected, especially, again, by a younger audience. you know, 30, 40, and 50-year-olds don't want to hear that shit. They just don't.
For the past 5 years, though, he did well. All talk radio did well, just because we had this nightmare in the White House, and it was fun to listen to it, and it was fun to commentate on it. But now that that's gone and government is slowed down, it's dead. I mean, there's no coming back from this.
Right. I know. And it's so boring. I was listening to people talk about how much they hate Biden. It's like, nobody likes Biden. You know what I mean? Like, we just didn't want Trump in there anymore. I remember, like, when I was at the talk station when Biden, when there was, remember, there was like 40 candidates. There were so many people that were running. And I was saying, Biden's a placeholder. I know he's number one right now, but he's a placeholder. Somebody is going to emerge that's going to be amazing, that everyone's going to love, and they're going to be the greatest. So I didn't expect Biden to make it in, you know. And but I'm happy that he did, because he's going to do hopefully good things. But more importantly, anything negative you say about Biden, it's like, oh, okay, it's not exciting. It's not. You're right. When Trump was in there, Trump gave them good radio, because Trump did outrageous things all the time and went on their shows and said outrageous things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, I wanted to watch the news just to see what Trump said that day. And now we don't have that. The government's boring now, so there's nothing to talk about. So you have to talk about the Gorilla Glue girl, and nobody has the talent to do that. And to make that interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the number one thing on Twitch was a guy sleeping. People were watching a guy sleeping. How do you compete with that? You don't.
Right. Well, you know, today people were comparing Rush to Howard Stern. And they were like, you know, Howard Stern was just as important, made more money, actually, than Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have to make fun of people with Parkinson's and make fun of women. I mean, you know, he went through his years where he was like, considered a misogynist, but then he came out and apologized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rush never apologized. He never apologized for anything he said. He said horrible things about very vulnerable people, about children, about people with diseases, about people with depression. He said horrible things about them and never apologized. Whereas, you know, at least Stern was just like, yeah, I was an asshole and it was a different time and I made a mistake. And Rush never apologized. And I think a lot of people have a problem with that.